If I can demoralize you, I can control you. Pornography, the breakdown of America's virtue. Well, the people are virtuous, they cannot be subdued. But once they lose their virtue, they will be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader, Samuel Adams. Today, Americans are being told that they must embrace diversity, to accept that which God forbids in order to bring about unity among the nations. We are also being told that we must think of the world's good rather than just the United States and our sovereignty. Now, of course, that comes by taking on their world agenda, and then we're led to believe that somehow it will unify us, when in fact the opposite is true. One of the major propaganda pushes being used by the masters and players is to push immorality through advocating sexual promiscuity and pornography. What unifies us as Americans is that we are rooted and built up in Him, not to be spoiled through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. No, what unifies us is that we are one nation under God. We are not to adhere to the nations by subjecting ourselves to the spirit of disobedience towards God, and that by adhering to that which God condemns, which are the immoralities that separate us from our God, rather than adherence to the Word, which is our strength, not our weakness. Pornography, porn, defined as the portrayal of sexual subject matter for the exclusive purpose of sexual arousal. Going to the Greek lexicon, to prostitute one's body to the lust of another, to give oneself to unlawful sexual intercourse, to be given to idolatry, to worship idols, to permit oneself to be drawn into. On-site said that pornography in the United States has advanced by technological development. It has gone from a hard-to-find back-alley item, beginning in 1968 with the golden age of porn, to being more available in the country and later, starting in the 1990s, readily accessible to nearly anyone with a computer or the device connected to the internet. The U.S. has no current plans, by the way, to block explicit content from minors, which is obviously their end aim. Now, friends, one must note that this is the Supreme Court's version of freedom of speech, which advocates the crimes that they are appointed to prevent. Remember, Charles D. Montesquieu said, "Liberty is the right to do what the law permits." Hollywood, along with the media and corrupt representation, help promote sexual promiscuity. The children learn the lesson. They are then impregnated and taught by the same courts and media to eradicate the fruit of the womb under the guise of choice. How does that work? It doesn't. The very things that Scripture warns us to stay away from are the very things that the corrupt and the world governments are promoting. I've written unto you, fathers, because you have known Him that is from the beginning. I've written unto you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard, that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. If one would like to test the accuracy of Scripture and would like to know the truth of the matter, that is all you have to do is to look to what happens when men fail to take heed to the Word of God. Look to David and Bathsheba, or Solomon and his lust for foreign women, Samson and Delilah. Interestingly enough, Delilah's name actually means desire. The sodomites, the homosexual communities, bestiality, and yes, I'm sorry to say, incest. Yet in America today, no matter where you go, whether it be in your health books in high schools or stories told to children in preschools, movie trailers or a movie, if it be a commercial, a radio ad, a billboard on the side of a road, or a billboard on a bus or in a magazine on the rack, when going to the grocery store checkout or even going into a restroom, there it is. right in front of your face, sexually suggestive content. Folks, it's not hard to find, it's hard to ignore. When you go to your computer and go online, there it is. Ads popping up with suggested
content. How is God glorified in us and we in Him? By His grace. What does this grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to Him. By whom does He give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did He give? His blood. What did His blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who was given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did He choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish His own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
you
shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time you want to give us a call, please do 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. Folks, humans seem to be the problem. Now, just again, we all know that this is the fastest hour on national radio. I get it. You get it. Everybody says it. It's about the time I'm starting to get warmed up. It's over with. I totally get it. But I'm trying to give you pertinent information. I'm trying to keep you on course. I'm not trying to keep you distracted like what we see out there all day long. It's easy to get distracted. You're being pulled in 50 different directions constantly. I don't want to do that. I want to keep your attention focused on what matters the most. And outside of Christ, which is first and foremost, and understanding the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, I want to show us our responsibility, and I want to show you the warfare in which we war. That's what we do here, okay? And I'm empowering you to have the answers by building you up this week. And this is another one of those topics, because we're seeing communism, Zionism, folks, authoritarianism, totalitarianism, whatever you want to call it. It matters not. It's all coming from the same source, the devil himself and his minions, okay? And again, when we roll out and transpire throughout today's shows, you're going to understand, or should I say today's show, you're going to understand perfectly as what I'm talking about. Now, what I want to do is I want to do a bit of a recap. Yesterday, I'd highlighted the fact that Dr. Udo Ulfkott came out and said the entire mainstream media is totally fake. Okay. He died in the process of writing the book and in letting the world know the truth of the matter. He died under circumstances that were very strange. You know, like one of those strange happenings, like he was shot in the head 14 times by a 12 gauge and it was rendered suicide by the mainstream media. That kind of stuff. The Clinton, you know, the bodies of the Clintons that they're responsible for murdering. Those are the kind of stories they tell us. And then they want you to believe it. And again, the people sit there, they let it fall to the ground and they do nothing with it. Well, this is one of those guys, Dr. Udo Ulfkott.
He said the entire mainstream media is totally fake. He said that he was taught to lie by the CIA Mockingbird media to betray the people, not to tell the truth to the public. He said the CIA gets control over all of the majority of journalists. Is that true? Well, I also came behind that, and I gave you the quote from William Casey. Kevin Shipp, who is former CIA, who is suing the CIA, worked with William Casey, and I proposed this to him concerning this quote that I'm going to give to you in just one moment, and asking him was this true, what Mr. William Casey, the former CIA director, said. And he said, Bradley, I used to work under William, and yes, he did say that. What did he say? He said, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believe or the public believes is what? False. In other words, they believe it. Now, why am I bringing that up? Because I wanted to add to concerning what's going on today, okay? Because I just caught wind of this, and I've seen this before, but it came back to my memory, and it came up in perfect time to share with you on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. William Colby, 1973 to 1976, he was the CIA director. Listen carefully concerning what we've been highlighting on the show since day one. He said the CIA owns every one of any significance in the major media. Let me say it again. So in other words, all of those that you know of, all of those popular media influencers where they're all receiving the same money from Zionist Jews to drive the same narrative, regardless if they're going against them or not, they're controlling the narrative by driving the narrative. Okay. You know who they are. I brought them up over the last couple days again. Okay. And they're the ones that are keeping you distracted. They're the ones that are keeping you focused on certain issues. They're the ones dangling the carrot before your nose so they can keep you distracted from what's really going on as you're being undermined by the powers that are tolerated, because that's exactly what they're in play for. And again, just follow the money trail. That's why they're worth millions and millions of dollars. Okay. And that's why they're suppressing guys like me. Let me go back to this. The CIA owns every one of any significance in the major media, okay? Well, that's a pretty bold, brash statement, isn't it? But is it true? Well, one of those guys that I'd brought up before was not only Charlie Kirk and Candace Owens and Pamela Geller and James O'Keefe and Laura Loomer and Tommy Robinson, and the list goes on. You remember when I brought this up the other day, right? Well, James O'Keefe just happens to be one of these guys. He's a very arrogant dude. He really is. And we all think that somehow or another, he's our friend. And what's interesting is I asked him some time ago if he wanted to jump in and do a high school assembly with us to expose what was going on in the schools. He had no interest whatsoever. And what's interesting about that is, outside of the fact that he's got a prideful air about him, and you ever notice that when people have that air about them, that prideful air about them, have you ever noticed that they're usually the last people in the world that should have it? But they carry that because of their insecurities. Okay, that's why they act the way that they act. And somehow or another, speaking of James O'Keefe, it's interesting how he's been given a national platform as well. And it seems that no matter what he exposes, he's always friends with the current administration, or at least he's pushed up to be. Okay, just think with me. Well, LifeSite News, a Christian outlet that I believe in all sincerity pushes the truth that they know. They walk in the light that they have. Let's put it that way. 1 John 1:7. But LifeSite just reported documentary indicates James O'Keefe attended Bohemian Grove. Huh. That's where all the elitists go, friends. And he suggests, and they are suggesting, he is a CIA asset. Huh. Isn't that interesting? Well, that could explain as to why somehow or another James O'Keefe is getting in a position and put in a position where he can now educate the rest of us. And what am I saying? Well, he was recently asked, and of course they got to highlight this, and notice the players around him, notice the people that are up on stage with him, or if you can't see it, at least listen to it, because the mainstream media, once again, just like William Colby said, the CIA owns every one of any significance in the major media. Who gave them significance? That's what you have to ask yourself, okay? Who gave them the position and the opportunity to be there in the first place? I'm going to play this for you right on the other side. Speaking of James O'Keefe, another CIA asset, friends, which only makes perfect sense because what he's doing is keeping people distracted. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side of this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Jeremiah 6:16 commands that we go back to the old paths. He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered little in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew and rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. This quote given unto us by none other than R.W. Barber.
Hi friends, I'm Dr. Mike Spalding, host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live. I have people ask me all the time for resources and places they can go to get timely and truthful information. If you want to know what is really happening in our world and why, listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio.
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again, folks. We're just highlighting right now a little recap from yesterday's show. If you want to call in, please do 281-845-4704. Talking about a documentary from LifeSite News, they reported that it indicates James O'Keefe attended Bohemian Grove, and they suggest that he is a CIA asset. Well, there's no question about it. The CIA owns every one of any significance in the major media. How do you know who James O'Keefe is, friends? Because they're giving him all the attention that he needs to be that of significance in the face of the people. Now, I just want to go back to this really quick because this just came in front of me. And I just wanted to share it with you, friends, because, again, there's an arrogance about this guy. It's always been there. I don't like his person. That's just me. It would be like water and oil. It really would, because I wouldn't tolerate it for very long. I know that, again, like any others, folks, speaking of the conservative talking heads or those that you believe that have been defined out as conservatives of the day, it's interesting how they're always in the safe lane. They're never confronting the powers that are tolerated concerning their political idols. Acts 12:22. Well, James just happens to be one of those as well. And again, I'm just kind of venting here a little bit because it's so telling and it's so obvious because I've been running in circles with these people literally for the last 20 years. And it's amazing those that have been promoted and those who have been demoted. And the ones that have been demoted have not taken the money. They have not went along to play the games, but these guys have. And yet they're put up to teach others what it takes to get to the position that they're at. Folks, it's like Braveheart saying, oh, we need them. We need the nobles. Really? Are they better than the common man who fights on the battlefield? Absolutely not, folks. Absolutely not. You know, the question is how did they survive? And how is it that they're surviving? But those that tell the truth somehow or another do not. Check this out. This is James O'Keefe giving so much. What do I want to say here? We're recipients of his wisdom, and I just want to rub it off on you. Listen to this carefully, friends.
Is it 10 million?
He's so smart.
20 million?
Thanks. Look at his face.
What is your price? Because if your price is not your life, then you are for sale. If your price is not your life, then you are for sale.
Wow.
So,
thanks, James.
If you're going to be a truth teller, your price has to be your life. I can't surround myself with people whose price is not their life. Because the enemy, whatever the enemy is...
It's true what he's saying,
physical,
and
legal,
it's good what he's saying, but the fact of the matter is...
the vulnerability of the person who can be compromised.
Folks, he's in the conservative movement, and he's talking about being a truth speaker, and if it's not your life that you're willing to forfeit, then what is your price? Okay, that's great, because Jesus talked about it. You know, he who tries to save his life will lose his life, so on and so forth. It's good to say that kind of stuff, but are you really practicing what you preach, James? No, you're not. You're playing it safe by staying in the same lane, by being controlled opposition. And that is just the truth of the matter. So with that said, what I want to do is I want to pick up because I want to start building up, but I just wanted to share that information with you. Because again, if they're out there and you know who they are, friends, rest assured, again, just cross-check what I'm telling you. Go ahead and check out the money trails. That's all you have to do is because once you see the money trail, friends, you're going to understand that they're all in the same club that me and you are not a part of. And yet, for some reason or another, everybody, a part of that club gets a say-so. The cameras are on their face. They're reported about. And pay attention to what they're talking about, friends. Again, like I was sharing with you yesterday, which one of them has said or made reference to law that condemns those that they allegedly expose? No, they're teaching you, friends, to be lawless. They're teaching you to just move along, basically go along to get along. They're teaching you to stay away from doing that which needs to be done because then that puts you in a different category. And when I'm talking about staying in your lane, it's always safe to stay in your own lane as long as the people that are giving you the money and you're driving their narrative, it's always safe for them because they always know that their money's going to be coming in. And if anybody's going to be talking about what's your price, why don't you ask James O'Keefe? Why don't you ask Tucker Carlson? Why don't you ask Candace Owens, friends? Why don't you ask these people, the Tommy Robinsons, the Laura Loomers? Why don't you ask them the questions? I'm talking about the Glenn Becks. You get the point. Ask them. Look at their net worth and then tell me, friends, how this all looks and what it looks like again. And then you can come back to me and say, you know what, Bradley, I did a little homework on that only to find out what you told me is exactly what's going on. It is going on. And like I told you yesterday, the best way to gauge these people as well, not only the money trail, but have they been deplatformed? And if they have not been deplatformed, you better ask yourself the question why it is that I have. Because what we see is we see a narrative being driven on the American people to accept whatever it is that comes down from the powers that are tolerated, driving their narrative. And like the other day when I was highlighting, a prime example of that is when I was highlighting what the movies were, what the content of the movies were, what was accepted, what was not accepted. Well, it was thou shall not was obeyed up until the 60s. And in 1968, the church forfeited that, and then it went from thou shalt not to do what thou wilt, which is the first scripture in the Satanic Bible. That's a fact. And then it went from a subversive narrative, or from a lawful narrative, to a subversive narrative. And now the American people somehow or another believe that a subversive narrative is actually legal. No, it is not. And what am I talking about being subversive? Well, they're using these groups as political battering rams to upend who we are as a people. They're upending, they're targeting our laws to tear down the laws, to give criminals a way to perpetuate more crimes with a free hand without any consequence. That's what it's about. That's what they're doing. That's what I mean by subversive. They're advocating sodomy. Our laws condemn sodomy. They're advocating pornography. Our laws condemn pornography. They're advocating adultery and fornication and murder and drug dealing, and the list goes on. Yet our laws condemn all of that. That's the subversive narrative. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. And who gave us that law? The Lord did. And that's still in play today, friends. So therefore, free speech. Let me ask you the question. Does the media have a right to break the law and drive a subversive narrative? Of course not. Remember what I was talking about 2 days ago about democracy? The known propensity of a democracy is to licentiousness, which the ignorant believe to be liberty. Now, let me ask you the question. Do you guys remember back in the 90s? I remember we were doing high schools all over the country during that time. And I remember MTV, who said they owned kids 14 years old. That's exactly what they said. Bob Pittman did. But I remember when MTV pushed up a little Disney girl. And remember what I told you, what they do with the kids. They basically come out and peer, and the kids that are watching the television set, Disney holds them to be moral for a certain amount of time. And then when they're in their teen years, they start to sell out. And then they expect the kids in a society or a nation that are watching the likes of a Britney Spears or a Madonna, they start seeing them play out to be the whore. Then guess what the kids start to do? They follow in their footprints, right? And then before you know it, they're just completely sold out. Well, Britney was one of those. So was Madonna. She started out as a good girl, and then she turned in her teen years, and then you see the nation follow in close pursuit. I know most people will say, I'm not that easily influenced. I could sit here for 15 minutes and tell you that's nonsense. I can tell you that's complete nonsense. Because I can tell you by the way, by the clothes that you have on, by the music that you listen to, what you spend on your time on, I guarantee you, I can tell you where your influence comes, and you are being influenced by somebody. But let me go back to Britney. Do you remember back in the 90s when Britney and Madonna, for some reason or another, while the parents were at home, they were trusting the likes of MTV and the mainstream subversive media. And the mainstream media decided to go ahead and prop up Madonna and Britney kissing on live television. Do you guys all remember this? That was the first move, by the way, to drive a sodomite agenda. Okay? I just want to make clear that you understand what that was about. That was the same time they were pushing something that was called and is called gay marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. I'm just showing you how they pervert and twist the minds of the people. Again, it only happens when you remove God's moral law, God's Ten Commandments, which he never abrogated, okay? Matthew 5:17. Back in May of 2004, actually it was in the early 2000s that took place, forgive me, but May 2004 in Seattle, Washington, there was 20 to 25,000 people that protested what they were trying to sell to the American people, something called gay marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. Did you know that out of the 25,000 people that were protesting what the government was trying to subversively do, that there was over 1,500 gay marriage supporters holding up signs stating, "Bigots, go home"? I want to show you how this works in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Things don't turn up in this world until somebody turns them up. President James Garfield goes on and says, I love agitation and investigation and glory in defending unpopular truth against popular error. Abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison said, with reasonable men I will reason, with human men I will plead, but to tyrants I will give no quarter, nor waste arguments where they will certainly be lost.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Ajima, and I approve this message.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Practicing what we preach over here. Just put up a brand new billboard on it. It says, Christians do not advocate for that which the Lord condemns. It is an abomination. Proverbs 17:15. Literally hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people see that billboard every month. And it's posted right in the face of those that I'm speaking to, as a matter of fact. So if you want to fight, go find someone else to do it with, because I'm not going to just roll over in the face of the sacrifice in any sense of the word here. So anyways, with that said, check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com. Also, if you want to call in, I just checked and I noticed that our screener's not up there. But if you call in, I think I can still see it. It's 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I was just highlighting the fact that Britney and Madonna, do you remember this in the early 2000s when they decided, MTV did, and the powers that are tolerated by the people, they decided to go ahead and have Madonna and none other than Britney Spears' Kiss on television. Simultaneously, and I seen it just instantly. It was perfect timing. I knew exactly what they were doing because they were pushing towards it anyways. They were pushing to normalize that which God calls an abomination. Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, Jude 1:7, Romans 1:26 to the end of the chapter. Read it when you get a moment. But the reason I'm saying that is because they started to push something called gay marriage, again, which has never been in the history of mankind, only in America. Folks, you're allowing, by what you're tolerating by corruption in the halls of government, you are literally accomplices in daring the justice of God by tolerating their crimes against the Lord. And Thomas Watson was right when he said, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own face. That includes the accomplices as well. So it's not for you to sit down and shut up. It's time for you to stand up and speak out. That's what we're called to do. Ephesians 5:11 and verse 14 as well. Check them both out. But May of 2004 in Seattle, Washington, I want to show you how this works. There was 20 to 25,000 people that protested, which has never been in the history of mankind, gay marriage. Okay, there was 1,500 people supporting gay marriage, holding up signs stating, "Bigots, go home." See what they do, friends? That's all they can do is accuse you of what they're guilty of. That's all they can revert to is name-calling, because that's all they have, right? See, they want you to look at anybody that speaks out against their crimes. They want to teach others that it's hate. They want to sell to you that they're the victims, when again, as we all know, they've been attempting to make prey out of young people in America. And everybody knows it now. And I told people it's not going to stop there. That's why we got men dressed as women that are now having library times that the mainstream media is trying to blow up like everybody's doing it, when in fact, the opposite is true. Let me prove my point. The media, ABC, CBS, and the Associated Press, remember the CIA, what they said, they own all this, right? Twisted the truth, and what they did is they reported and told the American people that the 1,500 gay marriage supporters holding up the signs saying, "Bigots, go home," they made them out to be the majority and made the 20 to 25,000 protesters out to be the minority. This is how they get it over on you, people. And it absolutely is. Totally turning the event to be against the bigots instead of against gay marriage. Remember when that devil, Mark Twain, I'm telling you, folks, he was a twisted soul. You should see some of his comments towards the Holy Ghost. It's not good for him, okay? He said, in truth, he said, if you don't read the newspapers, you're uninformed. He said, if you read the newspapers, you're misinformed. And the reason I'm saying that is because also notice that back in the 60s, and I did a little homework on this before the show today, I also looked up pornography just to confirm the truth of the matter. And the truth of the matter is, it was 68, 69 that somehow or another, your government now said it was free speech. Do you know that the laws were never overturned? They just basically came up with a court case as a precedent to cast in the minds of the people that whatever they say goes, when in fact nothing again could be further from the truth. Their job is to discover the law and condemn the crime. And they didn't do that. They just diverted the American people because they seen the American people weren't going to say anything about it because they were too caught up into their own little selfish, prosperous lives, which the Lord warned us of in Deuteronomy 6:12. And that's true, okay? But I also wanted to highlight the fact that when Bill Clinton came into office, do you remember that when he was allegedly busted having relations with woman after woman? The one that was sold to the American people was Monica Lewinsky. Remember her? Yeah. We're finding out she was Mossad, by the way. Did you know that? And speaking of Mossad, do you know who owns the pornography hookups in American culture today and worldwide? Gay porn, massive amount, 97% of all gay porn, do you know where that comes from, people? It comes from the very Zionist that Donald Trump is supporting. Did you know that? I just wanted to let you know. Because, folks, we see who owns Hollywood. Guess who they are? Zionist. Guess who BlackRock is? Zionist. Guess who owns the television networks? The Zionist. Oh, here, let me go back over here to America. We got Al Goldstein, And I'm not even going to say any of their quotes, friends, because they're so vulgar. Seriously, they are. We got Al Goldstein. Do I need to tell you who he is? We got Nathan Abrams. The list goes on. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 15 names that are posted, and every single aspect of pornography hookup comes from what? The Zionists in America. You better understand how controlled you are, Americans. You better quit giving a blind eye to what this administration is doing, okay? Because that's who he's supporting. And I'm talking about the extorted one in the People's White House right now, okay? And the rest of them that are all doing their best to protect each other who are on the Epstein's list. And you can rest assured what I just told you is exactly right, okay? Do you notice how we're just getting weaned away from the Epstein files? Remember when I told you about Thomas Massie? He said he had all the signatures that he needed. Don't let it go, people. Don't let it go. Because they're diverting you and distracting you right now by your favorite conservative talking heads right now. All eyes on this alleged assassination. Going on to the title we were talking about earlier, humans seem to be the problem. What am I talking about? Let me move on concerning the media. Back in the 1960s, John F. Kennedy, in 1962, was asked a question about abortion. And do you know what he said concerning abortion in America? He aligned himself with the words of the Lord. He said, abortion, the murder of innocent babies in the womb, is barbaric. So just think about it, Americans. And I've said this before. Americans complain about the numbers that tyrants worldwide are responsible for in genocide and mass murder. But yet Americans somehow or another don't see the mirror that reflects themselves in allowing over 80 million babies to be slaughtered in the womb in America. Read 24 verse 4 of 2 Kings. Okay. Now I'm bringing that up because they have in your mind somehow or another that animals take precedent over that of human beings. Okay. The media ignores the wishes of the people who are supposed to be the law. Again, browbeating the American people using a small number of murderous individuals that advocate for the murder of babies. They put the cameras on them. They put the microphones up to their mouths, and then they get put them up on the screen, and then they try to normalize the crime to the rest of the people in this country. And the American people took the bait. And it was all done through an oligarch, where few rule over many. But this is what I want to move you to, okay? Somehow or another, it's okay to slaughter babies in the womb. But have you ever noticed that if anybody touches an animal, and I want to make clear that you understand my position on this because it's a biblical one. The Bible says that you're supposed to be kind to your beast. I love animals too, okay? But I can tell you this right now, they don't take precedent over human beings. But somehow or another, it's been cast into the minds of the American people to accept just that, okay? Did you know that it's illegal to tamper with eagle eggs in America? Okay. I mean, leave them alone. It's their natural habitat, right? We don't need to be messing with that. But why is the government so adamant about enforcing those laws to protect the bald eagles, but not human beings? Because you're dealing with communists that are using the law against the law. Bald Eagle Protection Act, June 8th. If you break any part of this act by violating these eagles, their nests, or their eggs, you will face the criminal penalty of a $5,000 fine, 1 year imprisonment, or both. Anybody offended? Yeah, me too. Me too. But somehow or another, 3,000 to 4,000 babies being murdered in the womb in this country, it's okay. As a matter of fact, it's advocated for. It's promoted. Okay, I'll get to that in a moment. Did you know that it's illegal to kill whales? Of course. Leave them alone. It's their natural habitat, just like I said of the eagles. You have section 101, 16 U.S.E. 1371, that there shall be a moratorium on the taking to harass, hunt, capture, or kill, or attempt to harass, hunt, capture, or kill any marine mammal. Do you see what's taking precedent here? Okay. This is according to Title I with the Conservation and Protection of Marine Mammals Moratorium and Exceptions in federal law. But folks, it's okay to murder 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day. As a matter of fact, if you speak out against it, the new DOJ, the Department of Injustice, will jail grandma for protecting babies in the wombs of women that are told by their teachers and their counselors and their parents with the permission of the said United States government to go in there and just have the baby dissected or just put a bunch of saltine in its brain to murder it. That's okay, Americans. And I'll tell you what, friends, I can tell you what message the American people have taken heed to, and it's not the Lord's. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences.
There's
the Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Matthew Henry stated of Isaiah 45, 5 through 10, that the method of this great deliverance that is to be wrought for his people, that righteousness must be first wrought in them, they must be brought to repent of their sins, to renounce their idolatries, to return to God and reform their lives, and then this salvation shall be wrought for them and not till then. We must not expect salvation without righteousness, for they spring up together, and together the Lord hath created them. What he hath joined together, let us not therefore put asunder. Christ died to save us from our sins, not in our sins, and has made redemption to us by being made to us righteousness and sanctification.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, the lines are up. Sorry about that, folks. 281-845-4704. We're just talking about how the media has indoctrinated the people in this country to become good little slaves and to allow animals to take precedent over the lives of humans. Hey, folks, are you seeing the transition that's going on here? If you go on an airplane today, there's some airlines, it literally, when you're going to the airport today, it just seems like you got to ask yourself the question, what is going on with the mental state of the American people? I mean, it's turning there. It's like a pet hospital now. You go into an airplane, you're paying for tickets, and you got these dogs barking, and you got these dogs are there because they're serving the people, right? Because they can't mentally take it anymore. It's like their own little, their own little friend in their own little quiet time corners. It's just getting weird. Honestly, it is. It's like a mental hospital. But then again, the American people, when you look at your government today, here you have the insane actually dictating what goes on in the insane asylum. So the people are in the insane asylum and allowing the insane to dictate what goes on here. These people are at war with God. Do you not understand that? Here, let me go on here because I want to continue on because it seems humans seem to be the problem. And we know with communists, that's a fact. That's not a joke. Again, if you want to call in 281-845-4704, sorry about that. Did you know that somehow or another, your government saw fit to implement what they call statutes back in 2003 in the state of Minnesota? Table of chapters, tables of content for chapter 85.20, okay? Limits of any state park, state monument, state recreation area, state waste site, and it goes on, okay? And on, and on, and on. That you shall not violate or fail to comply with any rule of the commissioner adopted and promulgated in accordance with the provisions of law. And what is the law? You shall not pick up or pick any flowers in state parks. You shall not destroy any live tree. You shall not willfully cut it down. You shall not, listen to me, Americans, this is what you've taken on. You shall not injure a tree. Here, you want to get really offended about this? Because I'm highly offended by this. When you go to Washington, D.C., this guy right here comes from a military family. And I've said it a million times. Nobody supports our military more than Bradley Dean in a righteous sense. There's a difference between the Lord's wars and man's wars. Make distinction, Ezekiel 44:23. Okay? But when I was there, my cousin was killed in 1968, in Vietnam, okay? He was drafted, and then he was killed in Vietnam. And so when I'm there looking for his name, I noticed just a little bit, I bet 10, 20 yards away from the wall, the Vietnam wall, I noticed that they had trees. Listen, Americans, your government has fences around trees to preserve injury or cuttings or damage that may be done to those trees. Not a joke. Hey, folks, are you getting the message? Humans seem to be the problem. There's no law coming from these devils being upheld and condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. When it comes to the over 3,000 to 4,000 babies that are murdered in the womb every single day. I remember one day when we were in Arkansas, we were doing schools there. I did a high school there. It, as a matter of fact, if you go on to sonsoflibertymedia.com, there's a page over there, Equipping the Saints. Look at those videos because I start every video with what took place in that particular area in Arkansas. It's one of the best high school assemblies I ever did. But I'll tell you what, the school was so dilapidated. It was so run down. I was surprised it was even open. I mean, you want to talk about these kids having a hard time, them going to school, it made it all the worse for them and all the harder for them to cope with life after going and seeing a school like that. It was that bad. It was like a welfare school, literally. But those kids were fantastic. They were fantastic. And on the way there, what we seen, just to add insult to injury here, friends, there was a billboard of drug cokehead comedian Richard Pryor. Y'all remember this guy? And then remember he was smoking crack and it blew up and it burnt a good portion of his body? Well, what was interesting is they put up a billboard of Richard Pryor, and it said, who else is supporting this cause? Russell Simmons, Pamela Anderson, Dick Gregory, Paul McCartney, and more. Well, what does that have to do with it? Well, on this billboard, it's a picture of Richard, and it says this, join us in boycotting Kentucky Fried Chicken for its cruelty to chickens. No joke. No joke. See, they're trying to indoctrinate the young people that human life takes second row to animal life. And when I'm doing this, friends, you have to understand in highlighting this information, this is really where the axe needs to be laid to the root of the tree, and it goes right back into those that occupy office in the United States of America. Now, I also want to say this just for the record, because this comes to my aid. You've been told over the last 2 tenures of Donald Trump that he was going to, they all do it. They're going to eradicate abortion. Do you guys understand that that's blood money? Do you know a lot of that money that goes in to murder babies? They actually use that money for their campaigns. No joke. Oh, that's doubling down on the curse that's upon them. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. And they're really inviting the justice of God. They're daring the justice of God. But what I want you to know, friends, is Donald Trump, the first term, there were 650,000 people in D.C. protesting the murder of innocent babies. And I high-five every single one of those 250,000 people. Now, along with that, you had the vice president, a sodomite, and then you had Donald Trump up there talking about how he, again, of course, nobody does it better than this narcissist, Isaiah 14, starting verse 12. He was talking about how he's the most pro-life president ever in the history of mankind, or in America, I should say. Nonsense, because it didn't become an issue until 1973. So again, he's just expecting that people are stupider than he is that will listen to his lies that he continuously spews out of his wicked heart. And that's the truth of the matter. But what was interesting is people didn't take the time to pull the curtain back to find out that Donald Trump actually gave $600 million, according to the mainstream media, and I've highlighted it, and I pulled this piece up several times, and I'm not going to do it because I got 2 minutes left, but Donald Trump actually added $600 million more than even Barack Hussein Obama did to the coffers when it comes to murdering innocent babies in the womb. Isn't it amazing how that works? I mean, as long as they tell you what you want to hear, right? It doesn't matter if it's true or not. Yeah, it does, because it has everything to do in the world with your posterity. You got some sick devils that are tolerated at the highest levels of government in this country that do the opposite of what they say. Can you imagine how this country would look with 80 million more Americans in it? Can you imagine how, speaking of economy, because that's where people always want to go, can you imagine how the economy would thrive? Can you imagine how fortified and how strong we would be under God as long as we continuously stayed under his banner? With those 80 million babies. Now what's happening? We're being invaded by illegals that are occupying the place of those babies that have been murdered in the womb. Think about that one. Okay. Also wanted to tell you, and I'll probably pick this up tomorrow, but I'm spending the time building people up. So what I'll probably end up doing tomorrow is doing a bit of a recap on today, and then we'll pick up tomorrow and we'll take it little by little incrementally into the next issue that I want to continuously open up when we plow and sow seed. Read Hosea 10 verse 12 when you get a moment, because that's exactly what we're doing here this week. We're actually admonishing people, but we're showing them what they're up against. And it is, again, an admonishment for the people that are being raised up to do something about the issues. That's the objective here. And it's always going to be the objective here, because that's our objective. That's what we do all day long. And it's what we've been doing for 30 years. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Also wanted to let you know, thank you for the orders. And if you order anything today, friends, it goes out first thing tomorrow morning. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the store. There's new stuff posted for you. And again, we will talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.